You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Alex Rose. Hey, Alex.
Hey, Maggie. Glad to be here.
Yes, we're excited to have you here. All right, so we've been taking the past, well, really, Unit 20, to get to know you since you are our newest editor on the Gospel Project team. So I would love to hear, we've talked about what you do for work at Lifeway and what you did for work before Lifeway. So now I'd love to hear, what do you like to do outside of work?
Yeah, well, outside of work, my husband, Robert, and I have two young kids. And so we like to play board games. We love to have family movie nights. And then, as you must with little kids, we spend a lot of time outside. And that's kind of what we do as a family. I love to spend time with my family. But I would say I am an introvert at heart. So I need time by myself. And when I have time to myself, I really enjoy curling up with a cup of tea and a good book. Or I love to do like cross stitch and embroidery. And so I spend a lot of time doing that and reading.
Okay. What do you like? Do you have a cross stitch or embroidery project you're working on right now?
Yes. Right now I am making bookmarks for my daughter for Christmas.
Aww.
And so it takes a long time to do those things. So we're trying to get through them. But that is a little bit tricky because I have to do it when she's sleeping so she can't see them.
I was gonna ask. Yes.
Yes. She is 10 years old and she really loves to read. And so I thought this would be a sweet little thing for her. Plus, she's just always bending pages and grabbing pieces of trash to use as bookmarks. So
yes,
I'd like her to have something.
I know that life. Yes. I have done many embroidery. Well, I've started many embroidery projects. I'm trying to think if I've ever actually finished one. I have finished one. I finished a Christmas ornament, and I think that is it. I don't think I've ever. I have several in process, like for decades. I've had several in process for decades.
Well, my grandmother did that for like 60 years. That's just what she loved. And so when I do cross stitch or embroidery, it just makes me feel close to her because she's the one who taught me how to do that. Mm-hmm. And I inherited, even her who did it all the time, I inherited unfinished projects from her, Maggie. So don't give up.
That makes me feel better.
And I had the opportunity to complete those, which was also a really sweet thing.
That's sweet.
But yeah, I like to do it because it's something that I can do to keep busy with my hands, but still engage with my family or with others, as opposed to reading, which is really just a solitary
thing. A good point. Yeah. It's also nice you can do it while you're watching TV, which I sort of, instead of like scrolling on your phone, which I find I will fall into.
We've just started a new rule in our home that we're only allowed to have one screen at a time. So if we're watching TV, we can't be on our laptop or on our phone. And
that's a good rule.
The rule is because of my daughter, right? We want to help her focus, but it has been very convicting for me also. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. What a world we live in where we're having.
Truly.
Having to limit our not even just screen time, but the amount of screens we're on at once. I understand. I'm right there with you. All right. Well, on this episode, we are discussing Unit 20, Session 3, and Jesus Was Tempted. And this is coming from Matthew 4, Mark chapter 1, and Luke chapter 4. For the past several weeks, we have learned about John the Baptist and how he prepared the way for Jesus to come. John was baptizing people in the Jordan River and encouraging people to repent and believe. Last week, we learned that Jesus was baptized by John. When Jesus came out of the water, the Holy Spirit came down on him like a dove, and God the Father spoke from heaven saying that Jesus is his son. This week, we'll see that Jesus went into the wilderness for 40 days before starting his ministry. Our story point for this week for preschool and kids is Jesus was tempted and never sinned. Let's talk through some areas that need a little extra prep or instructions. Alex, why don't you share with us some activities in preschool.
Yes, for our younger preschoolers this week, they will be doing 3 activities that use stones. And so just make sure that you're using larger stones to avoid choking hazards and just keeping an eye on those little ones to make sure they're not trying to pop them in their mouths. And then for preschool worship this week, they will be doing an activity called Taste Cinnamon Toast. And you are able to just use bread and butter, which is totally great, but it's also would be fun to use Hawaiian rolls to make it taste a little bit more exciting for the kids.
Yum. I do love a Hawaiian roll.
Yeah.
All right. And then younger kids, there is an activity called Excellent Fun. And you might want to put some coins or dried beans in those plastic eggs to help weigh them down a little bit for when they fall. In older kids, there's an activity called Going to Battle. And this activity could also be done individually by having each kid write down the temptation on an index card or a piece of paper, and then as a group discussing ways to fight different temptations. And in kids worship, there's an activity called Baptism Watercolors. And with smaller groups of kids, you could consider displaying one large piece of paper and allowing kids to watercolor various parts of the story to create a group mural. That could be a fun group activity. Let's wrap up by talking about things that stand out to us in this session. And I don't know if maybe this is just the kids in my life, but maybe other people have had this happen as well. But I have had occasionally, just every so often, kids complain about memorizing scripture or maybe do the bare minimum for the prize. Alex, I don't know if you've ever had kids in your ministries do that. Okay, well, I'm glad to know that that I'm not alone in that. But this story is a really great example of why believers should be memorizing the Word of God as it is written. The devil also knows the Word of God. He knows Scripture, but he's twisting it into lies. We need to know the truth well enough so that we can tell when the enemy is sharing lies and twisting scripture into lies and fight back with God's truth. And I never want to be legalistic about memorizing scripture, but I do want kids to understand the powerful weapon that they have at their fingertips when it comes to the Bible.
Yeah, absolutely. That's such a good reminder, Maggie. And I think for kids especially, it helps them understand the importance of memorizing God's word as you're able to point them to it in their lives. So when a child shares with you that someone was unkind to them at school, being able to draw back on the verse that you guys have been memorizing helps them understand the usefulness of God's word in their day-to-day life so that they start to understand the importance of it for their relationship with the Lord. Memorizing God's word isn't simply a task we should attempt begrudgingly, but it's also a command, and it helps equip us for a life of faithfulness. You know, I believe the enemy tempts us today, just like he did in the garden, into believing that God's commands are not necessary or they're impossible or they're unfair. But the commands of God are for his glory and our good. So I love that this session also points to the divine nature of Jesus. Only he could be tempted by the enemy and not sin. And kids need to be reminded that they are all sinners, that despite our very best efforts, that we can't trust our hearts. They are deceptive. What we can trust is God's word. And so we need to hide God's word there to equip us and embolden us so that we can lean fully on the finished work of Jesus.
Good. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for preschool and kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.